Oh, hey, baby. Yeah, I was just reading that parenting book you had laying around. Thought it might be a good idea to have a look through before we have our own little one. So far, I have learned that consistency and discipline are important, and we are never going to sleep through the night again. Okay, I may be exaggerating, but not by that much. All our friends with babies usually look like the Walking Dead. So what's up? Yeah, I know you got that app that tracks your cycle, right? You set it up so it sends me notifications and everything. It's pretty cool that it lets me know when I need to start stocking up on chocolate around the house. Oh, so it also tells you when you're expected to be ovulating. Well, that will come in handy so we can time our tries. Sounds like a great idea, baby. Wait, you mean it says you're ovulating today? As in, right now. Are you sure it's accurate? Well then, I guess that means we need to, do it, then. Unless we want to wait until next month to start trying again? No, I'm not trying to say I don't want to, baby. I'm just saying if we're not ready or not in the mood or something, we can always wait a month. We'll be more prepared and won't feel like we're forcing it. I want you to feel amazing when we're making our baby. I don't want you to just do it because you think we have to before it's too late. That doesn't exactly set the mood. I know you're anxious, baby. Here, let's go lay down and snuggle up together for a while. We can even get naked. Because we both know naked cuddles are the best cuddles. No, not just because I want to see you naked. If we're going to try, I want to try. And I want to try and make this as natural as possible. Here. Let's take these off. You need to relax and just get your mind off of apps and fertility tests and whatever other things you keep telling me you're tracking these days. There we go. You always feel better once I've got my arms wrapped around you. You can feel your skin against mine. I know I love the feeling of you pulled against me too. Now that I have you more properly cuddled, tell me. Do you want to try for a baby right now because you're worried it won't work? So you want to try as many times as we can, just in case. I thought so, baby. I don't want you to keep worrying about this. All of this stress and anxiety isn't going to help anyways. This should be a happy time for us. We get to enjoy and experience each other on an intimate level. Be with each other as close as two people can get, and I'm not gonna lie. The idea of our lovemaking creating a baby is kinda hot. Maybe it's some old alpha male thing. But knowing you're mine forever, because you're carrying my child, kind of gets to me a lot. Especially knowing now is the perfect time for us to try and make that happen. Roll over. I want you on your back with me on top of you. There we go. Now I can look at you, and you can see me when I say this. I don't want you to start panicking that if we don't do it at exactly the right time, it's not going to work. Things will happen when the time is right. While I love our sex life, I don't want it to become mechanical and boring because we have to do it when some app says we do. And all I want you to do right now, my beautiful and sexy mother-to-be, is lay back and just enjoy my lips. Moving down your neck. Over your breasts. Down your stomach. To my favorite place on your entire sexy body, where I'm gonna wrap my lips around your delicious clit until you forget everything except the pleasure I give to you. We're gonna make a baby tonight, love. First, I'm gonna make you come on my tongue. And then, I'm gonna fuck you so hard and so deep that I'll leave a piece of me behind inside you. That piece will grow and make you truly mine forever. I love you, baby. Let me worship you tonight like you deserve. I'll take the moaning as a yes, and the hands in the back of my head as please more. Your wish is my command, baby. Tastes so good, baby. I could devour you all night. That's it. Moan for me, baby. Let me know how good you feel. Let me know. Let me know how much you love it. Are you gonna come for me, love? That's it. Come all over my tongue. Come and show me you want me to fuck you and give you a baby. You can't have my cock until you come for me first. That's my girl. You've got me so fucking hard for you. I'm not letting you leave this bed until you've taken every drop of my cum inside that wet, tight pussy. That's it, baby. God, you feel so good inside. This is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted me hard and deep inside you. Oh, you wanted my cum inside that pussy. That's where it's going, baby. Whenever you're fertile, I'm gonna give you my cum until your belly swells with our child. Every night I'm gonna have you over and over and make you mine. Beg me for it, love. Beg me for my cum. That's it. Tell me how much you need it. Tell me how much you need it inside you. I need to hear how badly you want it. Oh, fuck, baby. I love when you talk dirty. I'm gonna give it to you. Fuck, I'm gonna give it to you, right? Oh, fuck. Now. Come with me, baby. Come as I fill you up. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. No, don't move yet. Just let me stay inside you a while. One of your other books said this would help with conception. Yes, I read that one too. I wanted to be able to help as much as possible and keep you sane in the process. I do think we're ready for this. I think we are going to be amazing parents, and you will be the best mom in the world. If we need to do this every day, well, I think that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Now, I think I need to kiss my future baby mama. Okay, I won't call you that. But can I still give you a kiss? Good. I love you so much, baby. And I will continue to love you no matter what happens with this or how long it takes. Don't forget, I did make you that promise. Now why don't you rest for a while and maybe we can have another try later, Sounds perfect.